We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 3:09. I'm Jordana Green. Thrilled to have a special guest in studio, Tim Lammers. So happy to have you.
Well, thank you, Jordana. And of course, I made a promise at the state fair that I would come in studio, and boom, less than a week after the state fair ends, I'm here. So how's that?
We can't get enough. We can't get enough.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a big thrill here, being here with you. I mean, of course, I tell you this, and I sincerely mean it. I love talking with you and Paul every week. So, you know, to come on in and talk about movies and other things later on, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, absolutely. And we are going to talk about movies, but not just movies. A lot of people don't know your history, your story, some of the highlights from your, and lowlights maybe from your career. So we'll talk about that with Tim in just a few minutes. And I have to thank you and apologize to you. You know, David and I had this whole show planned out, and unfortunately, David had to take a sick day at the very last minute. So everything we had planned for when you came in went out the window as I had to step up and
believe me,
do a lot of crazy
stuff. I've worked in radio a long, long time. I know in media, I mean, things. They're constantly, the wheels are constantly turning.
Right. And thank you to Susan Blanche, who's also stepping up and helping produce the show today.
Sure.
So despite the craziness before the show, here we are.
Yes,
and
indeed.
All is well.
We're home. This feels great.
So I'm thrilled you're here. And I'm also thrilled to have seen this, or excuse me, have heard this last night.
Now the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep for Martinez towards the wall, and it is off the wall. Rosario plays the big hop, rallies it towards the plate. Here comes Devers. Castro has it. He is out. A one-hop strike from Eddie Rosario. Castro laid the tag, and this series ends on an out at home plate. 2-1, Minnesota Twins.
Pretty exciting stuff. I mean, par for the course for this season that the Twins are having.
It's been such of an exciting season. I tell you how remarkable it has been, Jordana. After 87, I thought, okay, I'm good. You know, 91, they win. I'm good. And took a few years off, and now this year, all of a sudden, I'm listening to all the games on CCO.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am constantly checking the standings, you know, the games ahead and all that sort of stuff, the schedule's coming up. This is really an exciting season.
So I'm glad you have Twins fever as we
I do, and I just can't wait for more. It's really exciting.
Super exciting. So thank you. And I'm going to talk lots of sports later in the show. Joe Anderson, I don't know if you know Joe.
Oh, yes.
He does a couple of Vikings games, or Vikings shows, excuse me, here on WCCO Radio. Mr. Fun is going to be joining me in the 4 o'clock hour because the Vikings start their season on Sunday.
Yes. And I'm a big Vikings fan too, so I can't wait.
So we have been invited. My son-in-law is such an enormous Vikings fan. He bought an old Jeep and he painted it purple with the Vikings logo, and they have season tickets.
Yeah.
And we go out to the Periscope parking lot. They go out to the Periscope, and they have this huge tailgate before every home game.
Sure.
And we got our official invitation to the first tailgate of the Vikings season.
Oh, it should be fun. And the weather, I'm hoping the weather cooperates.
I know. I wish Paul was here to let us know. Laura will a little bit later. But hopefully it will. And I'm really excited about it. I don't have tickets for the game. Thinking maybe we could get them if we're really feeling it.
Sure.
But we might head out for the tailgate. I'm super excited.
Well, that would be fun in itself.
Yeah,
so you
got to
at least do that.
So Joe Anderson is going to just line up the season. What were some of the surprises at training camp? Just maybe some of the backstory, what you can expect this coming Viking season. So Joe will be in at 4 o'clock. Then, of course, there was this other trending story. I think I snuck in four trenders instead of three trenders that we start the show with, the Twins, the Vikings. And then this vaping story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you a vapor? Are you a smoker?
I am not. I've never been a smoker. Neither. No.
Okay. Does it even tempt you? Aren't you like, well, what's that vaping like?
I don't know.
About?
But, I mean, I can understand the concerns with the flavored vaping and the high schoolers
sure.
and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's... it's scary, I have to tell you. I mean, it seems like more and more cases of vaping, the bad effects of it are coming up.
Just this past week, Michigan gave its first death responsible to vaping. State and federal officials are investigating mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping all over the country.
Right.
And it seemed that we weren't exactly sure why this was happening. And now, of course, the research is underway and doctors and researchers are investigating. But there have been chemicals in samples of marijuana products used by the people that have been sickened that have been tested. All right. The chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. Now you think, okay, well, that's great. It's vitamin E. We put that on our skin. We put it on our lips. Vitamin E, you know, fantastic. We take it. We ingest it. No problem there. Well, investigators at the U.S. FDA found the oil and cannabis products and samples collected from the patients who got sick was a problem when it came to the vaping. And I want to break it down for you. So I tried to get a better explainer on this one. Okay. So the FDA and the CDC, they've been looking into all of this. It's still officially unclear what's causing those illnesses, but there is a little bit of a breakthrough. For cases involving the e-cigarettes, hold on one sec, the e-cigarettes for marijuana that I was talking about, that oil used in the vaping, that's the vitamin E oil, seems to be the problem. Now, it's not known when you used in, it doesn't cause problems, like I said, for skin treatments and supplements, but when you inhale it, the oil decomposes and then it cools and it sits in your lungs. And that's what the researchers are finding. This oil has some kind of decomposition issue. It cools and it sits there. And I guess the act of maybe it congealing there, I'm not a doctor, but that's the common denominator is what in the illnesses that that the doctors have found.
I think the moral of the story here is don't put anything in your lungs.
Gosh,
don't put smoke in your lungs. Don't put vaping oils or mist or whatever it is. Again, I don't know a thing about vaping. I'm glad I don't know, but just breathe in air.
And what's interesting is that you make such an excellent point. We don't know. I was talking with a friend earlier today, and they said, you know, they feel like this is cigarettes all over again. You know, doctors were prescribing it to pregnant women to calm them down or calm their morning sickness once upon a time. You know, go smoke something. You'll feel better. That'll cure your anxiety.
Yeah.
And not that anybody's prescribing vaping by any means. That's not, no one's ever done that. But because we don't know, we're ignorant once again. And we've seen this show before. We've watched this movie, Tim Lammers, with cigarettes. We didn't know.
Right.
And we just assumed, oh, it's fine. Oh, I'm addicted. It's fine. It feels good. It tastes good. Everything is, everybody's doing it. Well, have we not learned that lesson the hard way with cigarettes?
Well, and the tough thing about that is that when vaping comes along and people are doing it, it's like, well, great, they're off cigarettes now. But again, what is the end game here?
So frustrating that we think this is a safer alternative. And yet it's not proven to be. It never was proven to be. I feel like people just wanted it to be so bad that they got on that bandwagon. What kills me is the kids.
Yeah.
Because
it's
the kids,
scary.
You know, smoking is down. We have all these smoking cessation organizations and campaigns. And maybe if we knew the dangers of cigarettes, now they know. They just took to this like moth to flame and they love it. And it's scary.
Yeah.
The whole thing is scary. So now we know there could be something in the vitamin E oil. So folks, marijuana, vitamin E oil, let's stay away from all of that. You know, okay, through the vaping, all right? So if you're smoking, I don't know, if you're smoking weed and that's legal in Colorado, you know, that's okay. But you know, do it from a, what do they call it? Like a joint. Yeah, joint.
There you go.
That's how much I know. Yeah, a pipe or whatever, okay? Just don't vape it. That's how much I know about this. And now the part of the show where I told my husband that he's not allowed to listen. I said, don't listen to the show today because, right, my one listener, I'm turning him away. I said, I'm going to talk about your what we're doing for a surprise for your birthday. His birthday is tomorrow. Handsome husband, his birthday is tomorrow. So I'm taking him to see The Who tonight at the XL.
Ooh.
I'm really excited. He loves live music. And I don't even know if he knows the show has come because he would have said to me, babe, The Who's coming. Let's get tickets. So he hasn't said it. So maybe he's just sort of out of the loop on that. But I am so excited, and he doesn't know about it. So, honey, pretend that it's still a surprise if you're listening. And if anybody sees Mark, don't tell him today.
Now, the big question is, are you going to wear earplugs?
Is it really going to be that loud?
Well, they've been historically known for being the loudest band in the decibel range, yes.
I did not know that. They're
and in
all
fact,
dead
while
now,
Pete
though.
Townsend is partially deaf, I believe Roger Daltrey is.
I should then.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop at the Walgreens on the way.
You know, but that, you know, I went to McCartney, and it's like I had that because I lost a lot. I went to a lot of rock concerts when I was younger. AC/DC, thank you very much. I lost hearing there. For those about to rock, we salute you, that sort of stuff. So McCartney, I was wearing earplugs. I'm thinking, I'm at McCartney here. Yeah. Come on. So I would unplug them, and then I'd plug them in and take them out. And, yeah.
Have you seen The Who?
I have not, but I've never really been a big fan of The Who. And, of course, you know, Springsteen, I never have seen him either. So,
Well, that's a bucket list, Tim Lammers.
Yeah, I know. I did see Elton John, though, and yes, it is true. I had tickets to Queen with Freddie Mercury twice, sold them twice. Freddie Mercury's going to be around forever, right?
Oh, Tim, that kind of broke my heart a little bit.
I know. My favorite, Billy Joel, I saw him four times.
Many times. Oh, excellent. Yeah, all right, you're doing well.
Including front row seat.
I'm super excited about the Who show, and I'll tell everybody about it on Monday. And if you're there, come find me, or we'll talk about it Monday on the air. But when we get back, let's talk some movies.
Yes.
And some movie drama even after that. Tim will review It. I'm almost afraid to play the trailer because I'm going to be freaked out by the trailer. But you'll hear that next on CCO.
To the losers.
We made an oath.
Swear? If it isn't dead, if it ever comes back, we'll come back to you.
We didn't stop it.
Pennywise.
The clown. We can't let it happen again.
Okay, I almost don't want to talk about this movie with Tim Lammers. Before we do, it's called It. Tim Lammers' movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. It sounds like some of the people in that movie might need a personal injury attorney.
I think so.
Oh, your mic isn't on. Yeah,
there
go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might.
People get thrown around and beaten up and battered in this movie quite a bit. But
Give us the backstory because I didn't see the first one.
Yeah, the first one. Well, actually, it dates back to a Stephen King novel, an 1,100-page novel that I didn't read. Okay, then in 1990, and Susan pointed this out, Tim Curry played Pennywise the Dancing Clown. In a miniseries on TV, Richard Thomas was in it, a few other stars, and it just lay dormant for, oddly enough, 27 years. Pennywise resurfaces every 27 years. In 2017, he shows up in It. It's a remake, and it's much more sinister, of course, because now we're talking about an R-rated movie where things can get really bloody and really twisted and really, really scary. So we had this group of kids in the first movie fighting off this clown. They defeat the clown, but they made a pact. If he returns, everybody needs to come back to this fictional town of Derry, Maine. Thankfully, it's a fictional town. And we need to take him on again. Well, now all of a sudden, the Losers Club, as they were known as, they return and reunite as adults and have to take on the clown once again.
Do we know how he resurfaced? Did he come back to life? Is he a mummy or a vampire?
No. it's a legend. I mean, it's an evil entity that just resurfaces. It's resurfaced over time. Over the course of history, there have been several deaths linked to this evil entity who not only is a clown, because people think, I hate clowns, I'm going to skip it. Well, he surfaces as bugs, as spiders, as anything. It just twisted, gnarly-looking characters. Very frightening stuff.
See, this is the only time that I would not want Tim Lammer's job because you have to watch this stuff. Have you slept since you watched it?
Well, I tell you what, you know, you go to a movie like this and it does get the adrenaline pumping. And it is very difficult to get to sleep after something like that. I wasn't necessarily scared only because, again, I think I've said it before. When you're in a theater and you're having that shared experience, you feel safe. Safe. In numbers, right? But also, I love watching people jump out of their seats. I love that sort of thing, and it sort of takes the edge off of that creepiness. Now, if I watch it again at home by myself at night, will I be freaked out? Probably.
Oh my gosh! Okay. All right, good to know. Go enjoy it, folks. Get your scare on.
It's going to be huge. The first one, $700 million worldwide. A lot of money for an R-rated film. So this is going to make... But this film is also almost 3 hours long.
Okay.
So...
Okay, again, I love you, but I'm skipping it. The next one, in fact, the kids and I just saw at the Hopkins Theater, you know, the second run, $2 movie, $3 movies, whatever it is. It's The Secret Life of Pets.
Every pet knows it's a dangerous world. You'd be crazy not to worry.
Max, you're never going to believe it. We're going on a trip.
Really?
I love the car.
It's the best.
Maybe a break from the city is just what you need. This place is...
What? What did I do?
So good.
It is a great movie. And you know what? The big thing that they did with it that separated it from the first one in 2016, all the adventures took place in New York City in the first one. Here, you have a couple of them going out to the country where they meet this farm dog, voiced by Harrison Ford, who is so good. Mm-hmm. You got Kevin Hart, who plays this rabbit who thinks he is a ninja. They went to rescue at the circus this white tiger. So it's just a lot of fun. I thought, you know what? After It Chapter 2, I have to go to the opposite end of the spectrum and get some relief for families, because you don't want to bring your kids to It Chapter 2, but you can stay at home and stream this movie and really love it.
And now my husband knows, and you know, his children are grown. Now he's raising mine with me. He knows when I say, let's go to see an animated kids movie about pets, he's like, all right, I'm in. Because there's always something for the grown-ups.
Oh, there is. And the thing is, I'm thinking about this, and this movie is about how we love our dogs and how this family has this young child and how the dogs all of a sudden protect this young boy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you love dogs, if you love pets, this is a must-see movie. And there's some really wonderful things in the credits that I won't mention, but it was a surprise to me regarding people and their pets. It is so wonderful.
Yes. And it's also this personal growth story.
Right.
About the main character who goes out to the country and overcomes some fears.
And yes, and it's Patton Oswalt that voices that character. And he meets again the wise old dog with Harrison Ford
yes,
who is so wonderful, everything he does. He doesn't have a lot of emotion in his voice, but he's always so good.
But it's a good conversation starter for you, and if you have small children, about getting out of your comfort zone, doing something that scares you, personal growth, being better for it. So there's always good nuggets there that can lead to dinner conversations.
Yeah, and I need to know. I mean, did you tear up at the very, very end?
All of us crying. and we're shameless about it now.
Yeah.
Like, no one's even embarrassed anymore. I bring tissues. Like, we know.
And that's, again, when a movie can end like that, it doesn't get any better than that.
And nobody dies, okay? No, none of the
nobody
pets die.
Nobody dies. Like, no.
I don't go to see movies where the pets die.
No, Bambi's mom situation here.
And that Racing in the Rain movie, did we review that
together? No, we did not.
Is it already out?
You know what? It'll probably be on video within the next couple months.
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Okay, I didn't either. And I don't. And there's a chance the dog might die in the end, so I don't watch movies. Where dog, you know, like Marley and Me. You know, I don't want to watch any.
A Dog's Purpose.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I can't. I can't.
We cried through the whole movie.
I can't. So Secret Life of Pets is great. It has a big endorsement from both Tim Lammers and myself. We are not done with Tim yet. We're done with the segment. But when we get back, let's talk about pay inequality in Hollywood. Let's talk about a very unlikely person, Woody Allen, who is a champion of the Me Too movement. But I just want to thank again MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, Mike Bryant, because Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Jordana Green. Tim Lammer sitting in as my special guest as Paul was on vacation. So happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Jordana.
So yes, we talked movies, but I feel like folks don't always know your extensive history as a movie critic. So when did this all begin for you?
Well, you know, essentially it began when I interned with Bill Carlson at WCCO-TV in 1991, 92. It's funny, the years go by, it's getting a little fuzzy now, but you know what? We instantly became friends. He was a great mentor, one of my best friends. You know, unfortunately, he died in 2009, but I owe everything to him. And 2008, excuse me. But, you know, yeah, so I hope that I made Bill proud. I hope I continue to make him proud. So, but, you know, I got a lot of opportunities there. And one of them, oddly enough, was becoming a newspaper editor. So, again, I've worked in all facets of media, radio, television, wrote for magazines. So, you know, it's really helpful these days because of the internet.
Sure.
Because everything online, it's everything. Yeah. So that's what I am. But yeah, I have an extensive history, extensive history as an entertainment reporter. And
even before Bill Carlson.
Yeah, it started a little bit before him, writing for a small town newspaper. Mm-hmm. But Bill, with him, I got opportunities to go on press junkets and go to New York and Los Angeles and stuff. And that essentially helped me build my own brand and build my own contact list, et cetera, et cetera. And again, that grew. I was in on the ground floor of the internet and digital newsrooms. So it was hard to pitch stories at first, but eventually people realized the power of this newfangled internet thing. And I was already there, so I got a lot of opportunities because of it.
You have been on junkets, as you've said, and those who don't know what junkets are, when a new movie comes out, the press
right.
goes to meet the main actors in the movie, and the main actors have to sit with about 50 press people and answer the same questions over and over again. And the actors sometimes don't like it and give you a hard time. But what are some of the most memorable, some highlights, maybe the worst interview ever and the best interview ever?
Well, you know, the worst. The thing is, I've been on a few dozen junkets, but not a lot. I've done most of my stuff via phone okay. over all these years, mainly because I wanted to stay home and be with my kids on the weekend,
I don't blame
right?
you, honey.
But there were times, you know, you met actors early in their career, like Charlize Theron.
Really?
Who was pretty much a nobody at the time.
I bet.
And
what movie was it? Do you remember?
It was a movie called Mighty Joe Young with Bill Paxton.
Okay.
One of the nicest people I have ever had the pleasure of interviewing several times over the years. And again, I was heartbroken when we lost him a few years ago. But Charlize was on that film as well and was pretty stuck on herself.
Oh, really? Oh, so
I
Bill
won't
Paxton
say,
was the nicest
Bill
person.
Bill Paxton, it was
Charlize
like the polar Theron. Opposite. And I'm not afraid to say that about Charlize.
Yeah.
I mean, because, again, you're just starting out and... It was very uncomfortable, and I mean, I generally don't. I like to converse with people. I try to avoid. I want one original question, you know, and of course, respect who you're talking with. But sometimes it just doesn't. It just doesn't mesh, and it didn't mesh with her. And I'm not alone in that. But okay. As far as best interviews are concerned, it's really hard to say. But you know, I've had the opportunity to talk with several people from my favorite films, including The Godfather, Francis Ford Coppola, Robert Duvall, Talia Shire, Star Wars, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, the late Carrie Fisher, who actually interviewed in Minneapolis here. So you know, a lot of great people like that. Nowadays, I get a real charge out of interviewing some people that my family loves. My son, Quinn, he's a big fan of Danny DeVito.
Sure.
So I interviewed Danny for Dumbo, and he got on the phone with Quinn, and he talked to Quinn a minute, and it was so wonderful. He was so excited. Plus, Hugh Jackman. I've interviewed him a few times. My wife wants to marry him.
No doubt.
So naturally, she asked me, you know, will you please propose? The first time he says, well, we need to go on a couple dates and see how it goes. The second time I said, she's still wondering, goes, well, she's not returning my calls. The third time I said, you're getting on the phone with this guy. And he was so gracious and so funny with her. And we were talking about what-if scenarios because we were talking about X-Men Days of Future Past, going back and changing the past. And he says, oh, if I only had a chance to go back and if I would have met Patty back then, you know, who knows what you know, would have happened. So
well, yes, right. Well, you made her day.
I made her day. And then we
saw.
And we did see him. We didn't talk with him, but we did see him in concert over the summer. He is the greatest showman. Again, I love people in the business who are so passionate about what they do, and it just shows. You can feel it, and we can feel that as audience members, and that you don't get anything better than that. He appreciates where he comes from. You know, you get big stars, they kind of forget where they come from, but Hugh has never forgotten. I love that about him.
Were there any surprises, people you met that were like, oh, this one's a real loser, and then they became a huge star, or somebody you thought was a star that never really...
Well, I mean, you know, again, I think it all depends on the mood with people. I mean, again, you're right. 50, 60, 70 people a day could talk to people, talking, asking the same questions. I interviewed Kevin Costner for a movie called For Love of the Game. He wasn't very pleasant. And I went several years, you know, thinking, boy, you know, he's not that great. Yeah. But then I interviewed him for a film that he did called Swing Vote. And actually, he was in Minneapolis for that and couldn't have been any nicer. And I've talked with him since. And a wonderful guy. So, I mean, you can all chalk it up to a bad day, maybe. We all have them.
Agreed. Totally agree. Okay, I appreciate the background and the great stories. Something else that's happening in the world of movies, I just want to talk to you about a couple of current events. Adele Lim has left Crazy Rich Asians 2, the sequel. Crazy Rich Asians was a huge box office success. I think over $250 million worldwide.
Right, and 170-something in the U.S. I mean, a major hit.
Major hit. Made a lot of people famous. She was one of the original screenwriters on the project.
Correct. Well, you had the screenwriter. The name of the screenwriter is Peter, I want to say Chernin, but that's not it. It was something like that. Yeah.
Chiarelli.
Chiarelli. And Peter Chernin, I do believe, works in the business. But and so he was hired to write. And this Adele came in, not the Adele singer, but Adele Lim came in. And she contributed to the screenplay. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, the movie's a big hit. They want to make sequels. They were going to film two sequels back to back because the stars are so big now that they're not available, you know, for the scheduling. So the dispute comes with the fact that Peter was offered $800 to $1 million to write the screenplay for the sequel, and Adele was offered $100,000. Now, this is all based on reports of insiders, et cetera, mm-hmm. but it is taken from The Hollywood Reporter,
of
which
course.
Is a very reputable source.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy because the first film was made for $30 million, so you think if they're getting the stars back, they're going to pay more money, and you're thinking this thing is probably budgeted at $50
million. At least.
And you're going to give this one screenwriter who helped make your movie a huge hit $100,000?
It's insane. And obviously, he's a dude, Peter Chiarelli,
right.
And he's making $800 to $1 million. She was offered $100,000, and when she found out, she said goodbye.
Yeah,
she said, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm leaving.
Yeah, and naturally what happens is you get the studios involved, and we don't know everything that's involved here, but they'll say to you, well, it's based on merit, essentially, or it's based on credits. Mm-hmm. She worked on television shows for the past 14, 15, 16 years. Crazy Rich Asians was her first film assignment. Now, right. Peter, on the other hand, wrote The Proposal, became the biggest romantic comedy of all time. So I don't think her problem is with Peter necessarily because, in fact, part of the negotiations, reportedly, is that he offered to split his salary with her.
Now, on a matter, great guy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He understands nice that there's problems. So on a matter of general principle, though, she said, no, I'm walking away.
That's right. Because he shouldn't have to pay, the studio should pay.
Well, exactly. And you got to know, again, if all the actors and everybody else are getting big pay raises, why shouldn't the everything begins with the writer.
Yes.
Every movie begins with the written word. Screenwriters, and I know a few, they're the most underappreciated people in the business.
This movie is going to gross more than $250 million. To pay the writer $100,000, it's shameful.
Yeah, $100,000 again out of, again, a wild guess, $50 million budget, and that's minuscule.
Shameful.
Yeah.
So there's that story. And it's reported that she did leave the project. She's even
right.
though Peter offered to split his paycheck with her.
Right.
She said, thank you very much. And he was very generous. But she said, no, it's the studio's right. responsibility.
Well,
and I'm leaving the project. Do we know any follow up? Has the studio come back?
Well, not yet. But we do know that she is she signed like a 4-picture deal with Disney. And
right.
she's going to help develop a project for Disney and write a project.
Yeah.
So,
she's
you know,
be
she's
fine.
Yeah, she's going to have opportunities.
She's gonna be fine.
You know, came out, you know, the story came out, though, I think months after she left the project.
Right.
I think they were trying to get something together to avoid embarrassment.
Well, they should be embarrassed.
Well, they're going to be embarrassed
and,
now. There's no question about that.
And we should call it out loud and proud that this is not okay. Clearly, there's a gender issue happening here. If her merit was past performance, she wrote half of Crazy Rich Asians.
Well,
so
yeah.
She has proven herself.
And not only that, I mean, she was a producer and a writer on at least a dozen, 14 television shows.
Ridiculous.
It is crazy. And, you know, it's not like she just came out of film school.
That's right. That's right. All right. Make a note, everybody. Right. Chalk that one up. Tim, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, Woody Allen championing the Me Too movement. Strange Bedfellows. Jordana Green, joined by Tim Lammers as my special guest this hour. Thank you for hanging with me.
Thank you so much.
Another breaking media story.
There we go. Thank you so much, Jordana. It's been a blast. It goes way too fast, though.
Yeah. Another breaking sort of movie story is this one about Dylan Farrow. Dylan Farrow is the daughter of Woody Allen, and she accused him when she was seven of molesting her.
Right.
Well, Scarlett Johansson has come out and said, oh, I totally believe Woody Allen. And if the Me Too movement has taught us anything, it's that you might want to wait on that reaction.
Yeah, yeah, you should. And Scarlett Johansson, as I was mentioning to you, she has a habit of sticking her foot in her mouth. But again, a lot of Hollywood folks, they come out with, let me clarify my statement, or the reporter took it down or took it the wrong way. Saying that I love Woody Allen, I don't know how you can get around that one and clarify that remark.
And I believe him, and I would work with him anytime. That is her direct quote.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little hard to walk that
one
back. Yeah,
people, there was a huge blowback on social media, as there should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I don't know. I mean, is she untouchable? Is she the sort of actor who can take this sort of heat and reemerge and all is forgiven? I don't know. I don't know.
We'll see. Alec Baldwin also supported Woody Allen. It's a story that Tim is following, and you can update us next Friday.
Sure thing. I will do.
A pleasure to have you here,
thank
my
you friend. So much. And again, it way too fast. Let's do it again.
Absolutely. Right. You'll always hear Tim on 320s on Friday. Joe Anderson, Mr. Fun, is in studio next here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.